energy drink sponsorship, is it all it's cracked up to be?
Why is it always seen as the biggest deal sponsorship you can get?
And women riding Red Bull Rampage. All coming up on the Dirt Shed Show. Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with me, Martin Ashton, and...
Neil Doyle.
Neil, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yeah, good.
Yeah. What did you think of Red Bull Hardline?
I am excited by it. I was terrified by that scaffolding massive jump. I'm glad they took it out.
Me too.
And I love watching those big 90-footers, that on-off 90-footers. Yeah. And actually, this year, it kind of looked relatively easy. I know it's not, but you know what I mean? Compared to last year, they're absolutely bombing over it. It looked like a hard line because that drop where they land, you know, when they go down to that kind of right-left, it just looks like they're not going to stop.
Yeah,
it's I'm sure it feels like that.
And what I thought was amazing, Johnny Walker riding down there on his enduro bike really gave you an idea of how big those 90-foot jumps are because they still look big when he did them.
Yeah. I saw Dan Aston at W a couple weeks ago and he let me in on that secret, and
it's great
because he'd been riding the new pro line that they're building at Dovey, which is massive as
well. And we saw some firsts, obviously that crazy canyon gap. Freudian slip there, canyon crap.
Can you?
Let's burn that thing. We'll build it really well. I don't mind. I'm sure Dan Atherton could build a really great version of that would be fun to watch. And I also love seeing the women pushing themselves down there. There were some big moments.
Yep.
Tarni Seagrave and co. all going for some big stuff.
Absolutely nailed that big road gap, didn't she? Yeah. The big drop off, which is really
scary.
I have stood on the end of that and it is frightening.
Yeah. But what's something else that happened there? Ronan Dunne took the win. He's the man on form.
Just won a World Cup.
He won Hardline over in
Tasmania,
and then he's just smashed this. It looked incredible. But the big thing we're talking about is this week. Is he got his Red Bull sponsorship. I called it.
You did, didn't you?
I saw him in a white helmet at that last World Cup, and I said to Neil, that dude's on Red Bull. I knew it.
It was a statement, wasn't it, wearing the white lid?
It was too obvious.
I'm a big Ronan Dunne fan, actually.
I love
watching him ride. A really good lad as well. He also said he watches GMBN to set up his bike.
And
also, he's made me feel quite old. He said he grew up watching GMBN. I was like, what?
That's a compliment. That definitely is a compliment. Now, Ronan Dunne's quite interesting to use as an intro into this because we're going to talk about the energy drink sponsorship, the Red Bull lid, the Monster lid, the Rockstar lid. But what I was thinking was quite interesting about Ronan is he probably is the genuine Red Bull athlete because he chugs the stuff, right? First thing up, he literally chugs Red Bull before he does a World Cup run, can after can. Right, I don't think any other Red Bull athletes actually do that, really.
Some do, but I think they're in the few.
Not four or five cats.
Not four or
five cats. This kid loves it. He loves it. It's his dream sponsor. But is it the dream sponsor? Neil, you don't think so.
I don't love it. I think I'm at risk of sounding a bit snobby here. Because I see how big it is. I don't want to take anything away from Ronan because he kind of deserves a big deal. But I kind of know some insights, and it's... From my experience of hearing some of it, normally, it's as far as what you're getting money-wise, it's not very big. So compared to what you need from a sponsor to be a top World Cup racer, you're getting 95% of that from the bike company or from the team, and you're getting some from those Red Bulls, etc. But in my experience, I've heard it's not very much at all. And also, I think the thing that I think I might be sounding a bit snobbish is now I look at my sons, and they don't drink Red Bull. Because I don't want them to, because I know I don't drink it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now they know what Red Bull is, and they know what Monster is. And I'm like, well, it's fizzy pop. What are we talking about? We have to keep this in perspective. It is a big deal, and they get the right sort of riders. And those riders want it, obviously, but I'm a bit sad that it is as big a deal as it is. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm expressing myself perfectly.
I think you are. I mean, I know as a parent, I know the anxiety of it for sure. And I think there's no doubt in that brands like Red Bull and Monster have created some incredible moments in our sport. So you can't take that away from them.
They invest in it.
Yeah, they invest in it and they've done some amazing things. There's probably a list too long, but even if you just think about the events they've brought to us, like Hardline and Rampage, they're obviously just so important. That's just that one brand. And they all do so much.
Did you see?
The Fest series, for example, from Monster.
Andrew LeCondigy has gone from Red Bull. Yeah. He's been very quiet, but he's riding Moto Freestyle. He's now on Monster.
That's weird.
I've never heard of that.
I think it has happened once in Speedway, actually.
That seems unusual, doesn't it?
It does. But I think it's a really interesting point because it does make you wonder what the goal is, you know. We actually did a poll. If you got involved in this, thank you very much. Yeah. A lot of you did, but we did a poll of who would you like to be sponsored by? What would be your favourite category of sponsor? Choice being, right, energy drink, car manufacturer, MTB component company, bike manufacturer, or bike cleaning product company. That last one's interesting.
And Martin, you say you've had all of these.
I have had all of these in a number of ways. I've been very lucky, but I'm also very old, so that means I've had a long time to do all these things.
Bike manufacturer took 55%.
Yes.
Next is car manufacturer. So energy drinks is third on the list.
Yeah.
However, your insight to this is, Martin, the car...
Well, the right choice is car manufacturer, because they pay the most money.
Volvo, in fact.
Yeah, Volvo. Unfortunately, I've Nissan, Volvo, Mitsubishi, VW. I've had too many cars.
Volvo candles.
I've crashed a lot of cars. But I think if I was being like, you know, like, what did I love? The one I loved was the bike manufacturer for myself. And that did win out. 55% of you went with a bike manufacturer. That's the one that meant the most to me.
What I think we need is, I don't drink Red Bull. I don't see that many people out on the trail drinking it. Everyone I know drinks tea or beer. So why is there not more tea or beer companies? You know when Nico Mullally had that Oscar Pale Ale or something like that?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh my God, it's a beer company. I was like, this makes sense. Why are we... Everyone goes Red Bull, of course. But when a beer company comes, they're like, what the hell is going on?
Well, I guess Steve's always giving Stella. Steve Pete's always giving Stella Artois a good...
He is, but I think he's ever had
a good bit of prop sponsorship. I mean, you know, the sponsorship, I think, has just been missed in the world of mountain biking, and you'll all be screaming yes when I say it. Chris Akrig, Yorkshire Tea.
Yes.
Come on! Yorkshire Tea, what are you doing? You're missing the opportunity. The guy is a shoo-in. An absolute shoo-in.
Who would I probably have Blue Moon or something like that? I quite like that.
What's Blue Moon?
It's
is that a site?
No, is it a wheat beer that you have orange in? It's quite nice, refreshing. That's like, you know, isotonic beer.
Yeah. Yeah, I was comforting that it's a drink. I was worried there for a moment. But yeah, I guess let us know what you think about, you know, the euphoria for a rider when they get that energy drink when they unveil the helmet, Red Bull lid, and then the rider accepts it, and it's, you know, this great moment. What do you think about that? Is that a good thing in mountain biking? It also leads me on to something that we're going to talk about after the news in the moment. Red Bull Rampage women category.
Yep.
What is going to go down when that happens this year, a two-day event? We'll get to that, but first, here's the news.
What's up, everyone? Thanks for bearing with me last week. Turns out I had COVID again, which is fun. Be careful out there, especially around the elderly, and that's why I filmed this segment on my own here in the set away from Martin. Hey-o! Now, what do Wales and Colombia have in common? No, not that. They're both among the favourite riding spots of Juanfer Velez, the Cerro Abajo street race specialist who made the long journey over for the first time for Hardline, absolutely smashing it into third spot. Second fastest qualifier Bernard Kerr was super in control on the gnarly course, looking set to take his fourth Hardline victory. Fastest qualifier Ronan Dunn, with his fresh Red Bull helmet, came down to ruin his day. So fast, and with his signature comfortable getting rowdy style, Dunn became the first rider to win both Hardline events of the year. True, it is the first year that's possible, but still a hell of a big achievement. Big shout out to Adam Brayton, who threw down the gauntlet early, held onto that hot seat for absolutely ages. Whilst we're on Red Bull news, Rampage 2024 will be a two-day competition, including a women's category for the first time. After Red Bull formation set the groundwork, it's good to see the world's premier freeride competition introducing a platform for women's freeride. Exciting to see how fast it'll develop from here, and hopefully that two-day comp will allow riders more of a window to drop in. Maybe the coverage will move away from being live into a high-quality post-show too. A little sponsorship news for you now. Sam Hill has found himself a new home. Amongst his developing motocross projects, he'll be riding Foe's bikes, helping them work on some updates to their range and providing feedback to get them back into the big leagues where they once reigned supreme. Geometron are based just up the road from us here in the UK and have launched the new G1, with a significant change being the new brace between the top tube and down tube. There's loads of Geometron staples on here, including boundary pushing geometry and insane customization due to those frame mutators. Room for a water bottle on this one, configurable between 162 and 175 mil of travel, compatible with 27.5 and 29-inch wheels. Frame sets start at 3K. Once rivals in the game, Santa Cruz founder Rob Roskopf is moving over to work with Specialized Bikes. After buying the house across the street from Specialized head honcho Mike Sinyard, the two hit it off on some rides. Roskopf will be joining in an advisory role. SRAM pod rockers are available now. The pod functions are customizable through the AXS app, so a touch could change gears, control a dropper, or even input to a flight attendant device. They're so stripped back and sleek, you may have missed them on Nino Schurter's bike at the last few rounds of the XC World Cup. They are left-right specific, starting at $150 or pounds, with an optional modified extra paddle on sale for an extra $22 or pounds. And good news to end out, the UK M2B Trail Alliance is launching this crowdfunding this week, aiming to bring together over 100 of the UK's trail associations, bike parks and riding groups, and acting as a space to build relationships with national landowners, governing bodies and national government to foster a more progressive approach to land use when it comes to mountain bike trails. We'll include a link to that in the description for you to find out more info. That's my time this week. On to the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new video from Soren Fahrenholtz called Forecast. I don't understand why Soren's such an underrated rider. He's always got such good trick selection and such good style. In this, he does a bar to no foot can and then follows up with a backflip bar spin to one foot can, and it just flows so nicely. Also, he does this huge opposite downside tail whip on this hip, which is massive. But for me, sickest thing about this whole video is him boosting this absolutely huge dirt quarter. Just because before I've seen people land it into the flat bank, but they've like cut out the deck now, so it's legit quarter to quarter landing. And he just lands so high up on the tranny, just catches it so good. And he boosts it. It just looks so sick, doesn't it? Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Toff. Right, Red Bull Rampage.
Yes.
Women's category. What do you think about that?
Plus it's going 2 days, which I think is really interesting as well. So I think this is brilliant for the women riders who have been fighting for this for a long time.
They have, yeah.
And I saw a lot of it on social media, a lot of people really, really relieved, happy, emotional about this. Mm. And yeah, something that people have been asking for a long time. I don't know how it's going to work. I'm not sure if they've said how it's going to work, but I presume they're going to be separate dig crews. Men and women, separate lines, I'm presuming. Yeah. I don't know enough.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll have support on the dig, because was it the formation event, Red Bull Formation, that was the women's freeride event, and they had like mentor dig teams and stuff, didn't they? And guide riders taking them in a possible line.
That'd be really interesting, wouldn't it, to get maybe like Red Bull veteran male riders to come in and be part of the
dig crew.
Might
be a way of bringing some of those really big names back.
And if you look at the early days of Rampage, it was fairly tame, and then it's gone to all this place, so they'll know where the limits are. And you know, I look at the stuff that G sent, you know, that massive drop that he crashed on last year. I spoke to some people who were there that have never ridden it, but they've been there enough times to question whether that was rideable.
Yeah.
So you need someone there, you know, the guys do and the women do, to be like, you can do this, or I don't think that's possible. And that's like starting from scratch with the girls who haven't done it, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I think my biggest worry is not something that is related to whether it's a male or a female rider. It's my worry that I've always got with Rampage.
Yeah.
It's just that how far is too far? But I guess the reality is it's just not for me to say.
Well,
it's up to the riders, isn't it?
I felt that with Hardline, with that big canyon gap. Yeah. I didn't feel comfortable. I was like...
I think the world showed that they weren't comfortable with it.
Yeah,
I think everyone pretty much was like, I don't mind watching Matt Jones throw himself across a gap like that. That's Matt Jones's job. That's what Matt Jones wants to do. But do we need to throw Ronan Dunne over that when he's in the career-defining year of his life? I don't know if we need it.
He'd do it, I'm sure he would.
He'd probably have nailed it.
He's a wild man, but I agree.
Yeah.
Totally.
But it's definitely going to be interesting. It'll really change the shape of Rampage, which I think is going to be quite exciting. But yeah, that's coming up later this year. It's a good year this year. Mm. Very exciting. Shall we do some hacks and bodges and possibly a hound and beagle? first one, the dropper shield. This is from SG Biking. He's bodged this out of basically an inner tube, but I've got some, I don't know what you think about these, Neil. These,
you know what?
I've always dropper post sleeves.
I've never actually damaged a dropper seat post. However, having seen where SG Biking lives, Dartmoor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see how that could happen. There's a certain type of soil there. You could end up scratching it, I suppose.
I think they look
unfortunate. I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's an element of, dare I say, just using physical terms, foreskin to it. Doesn't it? A little bit. I just don't love the look of it, but it works. I guess it works. Hack.
Yeah.
It's a hack.
Is it?
Yeah, why not? Next up, Daniel Weissel. His crew... Oh, I love this. Let me talk you through this, Neil. This is a Crewkerks trials frame, okay? This is the same trials frame. Now, bear with me. Don't lose interest because it's trials. It's still a mountain bike and you'll be interested in what he did with it. This is the same kind of frame that Jack Harvey rides, right? But they're very long, or there's a long and a short version of it.
Is there?
Now, Daniel got the long version, right? So what he done...
Whoa.
Yeah, he cut it in half through the down tube and top tube, cut it in half, removed an inch, welded it back together.
With, like...
And then wrapped it in carbon tape.
I see, now I see.
What do you think of that?
Well...
Brave.
I mean, yeah, crazy. I guess it works.
And he's going to do trials on that. He's going to hook big obstacles.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, have I got some trials for you later on in the show. Can't wait to show you. Okay. But, yeah, Daniel, love seeing it, and I would love to know if it lasts. He does say at the end of his post, actually, will it last?
You could always refix it, surely, if you've done it once. Why do you keep doing it?
Next up, just get shorter and shorter. next up, Mr. Weed. M.W. Reed. Sorry about that.
Weed.
Freudian. Has made a different type of lever for his bike. Love
what
it.
Is
that doesn't work.
Tire lever.
That doesn't work.
Tire lever and some zip ties. Done the trick.
Yeah, you're joking.
I broke my trials motorbike lever and I just used a bit of gaffer tape and it worked. It does work.
Good
if you
goodness.
Want to, if you've got a carry ride on.
Yeah, that is, well, hey, if you say it works, I believe you, but, you know, it looks like it's just going to bend when you pull it. But,
it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, anyway.
They're quite light action, though, the Shimano.
Favourite hack or bodge this week? We're going to give a race top to the winner.
I think we've got to go with the trials bike.
Yes.
Two, I think Daniel.
Well done. You have won yourself a GMBM race top. Fantastic.
Amazing.
Right, let's keep going with the show. But before we go any further, right, I just want to mention a couple of things that really help us, really help the show, and will help you. Trust me, right?
Nice comments for Martin's ego. Thank you very much.
Nice comments for my ego, definitely. I'll see you in the comments and agree with you when you say it. The subscribe button, of course. Hit the subscribe button. That's great for us. Hit the like button. You'll get this video out to more mountain bikers, and more mountain bike videos, not just ours, will get to you. So it's a win-win situation. So make sure you do that, and we appreciate it. And there's an amazing up to 50% off spring sale still happening in the store. Sprocket Tea is my favourite.
Yeah.
Neil, we've got favourite. Oh, you've got a new one on.
Yeah, it's a soft launch. Yeah, don't talk about it.
I don't know if that's in the sale, but
it's fresh.
It's nice. Sprocket Tea is my favourite at the moment. And you can go into that store and get 50% off some products. So don't miss out on that. Okay, that's my little merch push. Okay, right, let's get on with the show and get into some things we like this week. Starting with, Neil, I can't wait to hear what you say about this. Rob Roskopf, the creator of Santa Cruz Bikes, is that right?
Yep.
Is now somehow connected to Specialized. We don't know in what way.
He's a bigwig. I know Rob a little bit. I'm not sure if he'd say he knew me, but I've met him a few times and I used to ride Santa Cruz and he gave me a tour of the factory back in the day, 2005. Yeah, yeah. So I've seen the rise of Santa Cruz and I think he's one of those CEOs that he's a proper entrepreneur. You follow someone like that. This guy knows what's going on and he made loads of money, sold Santa Cruz to Pon. he's a guy with a vision, so I think it's really interesting. It sounds like he bought a house opposite Mike Signard from Specialized, and they got on, and he's just got involved with Specialized.
Oh, yeah. Last time I saw him,
it was pre-Sea Otter quite a while ago, and he was riding the Santa Cruz Trails on a Specialized e-bike. And this was before Santa Cruz had an e-bike.
Yeah.
And I went, "Hi, Rob." And he went, "All right." Okay, didn't want to stop because he was like, riding the wrong bike. I thought it was quite funny.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm really want to know where that will go. Obviously, there's no news out yet, but there's a connection there. We don't know what it is, but it feels quite exciting. Feels like there could be some sort of little project going on there that could be fun.
I've got to say, I was never a massive fan of Specialized. I thought it was just a big corporate brand, but I've grown to be quite a fan.
Yeah.
Ridden their bikes, ridden some of their e-bikes, and actually, I think it's quite a cool company.
Is it a Bruni effect?
That's true. I forgot about that. Yeah. I do love their downhill factory.
Bruni's made French people cool.
Yeah, has he?
He's the coolest one I know.
No, I agree. Yeah. I do love that demo bike as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's something I never thought I would say is actually I really think Specialized is an interesting brand. I think this is going to help them.
Right, next up, I've got this amazing bit of trousers. I like trousers, and I think this is just demonstrates how crazy trousers
are. Am I going to understand it?
Or is You'll this think it's amazing.
This is
Nilo Stenville. It's one of my favourite trousers at the moment. Look at this section he's doing.
I don't understand.
Wait for the gap.
The front wheel. How do you get your front wheel
Look
up
at the gap.
Nuts, isn't it?
That is a 3 metre gap. But look at the up.
That's what I don't get. How can you bunny hop your front wheel on and then
just
endo onto it?
I love it. I love watching trials and being just blown away by it. Makes me very happy. And lastly, something I like this week, which you will definitely love, Orbea are leaning towards they're going to do a bit more downhill this year.
Yes.
Well, the old Olab project is taking off.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Martin Mays and what he'll be riding. I'm presuming it's the same bike, but I think
it is.
The story is we're going to hear more and more about that bike throughout the season, so we'll find out.
I've heard Andorra and Mount St. Anne are what's targeted.
Yep.
Very interesting to see that obviously went well when they tested at Fort William because they're going to do more.
It's a World Cup weekend as well this weekend. It's got Leo Gang, Enduro and downhill.
Fantastic. Right, next up, caption contest. Last week's photo, it's Blake doing what Blake does a lot. Doesn't he?
Grabs you.
Very handsy.
Isn't he?
It's very handsy, very kissy. I like, we're forever cuddling.
Yeah.
Forever cuddling. He's very cuddly-able. Blake, getting hold of you. We've got some good, if not quite predictable, comments for this caption for this photo.
Yeah.
Mark House says, "The occasional dirty weekend keeps the romance alive for Blake and Neil."
Tell you what,
love it.
It was a very dirty weekend. It didn't stop raining.
I bet it was.
User RM2UI3, whatever. "We all know Blake loves a hard tail." I don't want to think what you are insinuate.
Yeah, that's very good. 51 IM says, "I hope that's the end of your handlebar that I can feel." They were good, actually.
They were like
better than I remember.
Well, no, I don't like any of them.
What's your favourite?
No.
I guess it's you in the... you better choose. You can give a stunt mug, and it can be thrown or just left. It's up to you.
I'm going to go with Mark C. Oz.
Mark C. Oz.
From Australia,
I presume. Well done. The occasional dirty weekend gets the win. You've won yourself.
What's that?
Stunt mug.
I see. It's quite satisfying,
isn't
it?
It's quite fun, isn't it? Yeah. Look at this table. Right, here's this week's caption contest photo. There you go. Give us your caption for that. Put your Huma caps on and give us something good. And you could be winning yourself a stunt mug next week. Right, let's take a look at what's coming up on the channel this week. We've got some good ones this week, Neil. Some great videos. Riding in the UK's newest pro line.
Me
that was
Blake
you.
Went and rode Kyosus.
It was windy, wasn't it?
It was one of those things where I've been scaring myself fairly regularly recently, riding stuff at Derby and Kyosus. And it's great to see, like we've talked about it a bit, but like this kind of arms race in the UK of places that have been inspired by the big, you know, Whistlers and those cool bike parks. Actually, the UK have these smaller pocket-sized bike parks that are actually giving us pretty full-on free ride tracks.
Yeah, no, we have got some great stuff to ride in the UK, and more parks being built that are fantastic all
around. On Sunday, I got myself a set of telemetry kit to put on my bike, like the pros do in the downhill races, to see if I could learn about my suspension setup and actually make it better using what the pros use.
Do you know how I know you did that?
No.
Because I was doing a video with that telemetry set on that day you took them away.
Don't blame me, it was Jack.
Anyway, he will be watching his video, you won't be watching mine. Pro suspension tuner tips. I could do with watching that.
Yeah.
I've messed my suspension up. Also, what they don't tell you about mountain biking. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know who's done that one. I think it might be
It was Rich. All of us.
Oh, it was all of you.
Well, it was me.
Well, it wasn't me. Oh, all of you. Yeah. I see.
Do you know anything about mountain biking?
I said, no, not much. And how to whip a mountain bike. So I guess you weren't in that one.
I wasn't.
Lots coming up on the channel this week, so make sure you don't miss out on some of those, if not all of them. Right, let's dive into the bike vault.
Check out this first bike. Is that a Dubby bike part? We've just been talking about it. This is Chiba Vibes Bird. Yeah. Bird AM9. Is Bird a British brand? I think it is, isn't it? I do see a fair few of these around at British bike parks.
Zeb160 up the front, Super Deluxe Ultimate Coil.
That's a good looking bike.
Hope Pro 5 wheels, Hope Brakes. This is a bit of kit, that is. That's a super nice, isn't it?
Look at the sunshine.
Look at that.
It's a good
Dubby,
spot.
And I've never, still not been there.
Dude, you need to get
still
there.
Still not been there. Super nice.
The Bowhead would bomb down some of those tracks.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what? I'll let you in on a little secret. See what you think about this in the comments as well. I might be going to ride Dubby on the random tandem with Ed Masters.
Sounds good to
me. Trying to set that up. I'm trying to set that
cool,
up at
isn't
the
it?
Moment. Yeah.
I am.
He sounds keen. He sounds keen.
Very good.
But he's very, very funny. 2023 Kona Honzo here from Lombardix. From California, pretty much stock.
It's a good looking bike. And we've had good news about Kona as well last week.
Yeah, that is good.
It's kind of
originals have bought it back.
Modern looking hardtail, big dropper, nice
and slight. I'm going to give that super nice. I like the Joker colours.
That as well.
Yeah.
Lewis Turbitt's bike. This is my new secondhand enduro bike that I can build into my dream bike. It's a 2020 Norco Range. They're not very old, to be fair. 29er, 170 RockShox Yari up front. And a 150 on the back with a RockShox coil.
It's not much to not like.
Yeah.
Hitting the bell again.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Like look at this.
Love it.
So this is Magic Olden's Canyon Spectral Young Hero. So it's like a squished down Canyon Spectral for
so
Guy.
Cool.
Guy Taylor, age 10.
And do you know what gets the super nice?
It's a mullet.
Is Guy's looking at it. It's the way Guy's looking at it, arms crossed, like, you know that's a super nice.
Where is that bike part way up?
Guy,
I recognise that. It's a mullet, but it's a 27.5, 26 mullet, because it's a kid's bike.
Ah, clever.
Oh, I like that.
Definite super nice. Love it. Next up, Norco Charger 9.1 hardtail from Kieran Muller. The bike's name is Bike Tyson. Like it. Brilliant. That's a super nice. You don't get any super nice
that. It says, making memories on any and every trail I can find.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Off to Langdegler with a Santa Cruz Chameleon from Justin Brown. Pike Ultimate up front. Oh, what else
I like the
there?
Look of the Pike.
DT 350s, XTM8 100 drivetrain.
I'm going to get something nice, so I know that bike's going to rip around there. Those trails
nice.
Are really good. Another hardtail.
Next up, another hardtail. Love it.
Da Vinci Cabane. Did you see that actually Cam Zink said he's moving on? He on his Instagram,
he listed.
Yeah, he didn't say.
Yeah.
He sort of said, have I finally found my home after all this?
Yeah, I always. I'm a bit scared. When a rider's got a long list of bikes sponsored by, it always makes me think, I'm not going to say anymore. So this Da Vinci, which could be where he's going, who knows?
He's just been.
This is from Najwa 2J. 2023. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's our first nice of the day. I'd have given that more net, but the seat's super slammed. Super slammed.
Finishing on Mike Perovich's Trek Fuel EXE Golden Hour at the Hydra Cut. Where's that? Ontario. Kitchener, Ontario.
Yeah, I know lots of people aren't incredibly excited by Trek, but I think the Fuel at EXE is cool.
Yeah.
I love it.
I think that's a great photo as well.
So. Lovely. I just love how it's so stealth. stealthily e-bike. Come on.
All right.
There you go. That's the bike vault this week. If you've got a bike, then take a photo of it and get involved with the show by heading over to the Uploader. It's down in the description down below. And that's where you can send all your stuff, bike vault stuff, or a hack on Bodge, or your hounds, or your beagles, or anything else you want to share with us. And we can get a look at it. And we could be seeing you here on the show next week. Who knows? Neil, thanks for that. It was fun.
Cheers, Mark.
Enjoyed it. We'll be seeing you guys next week. Remember, love, like, and share. But until then, it's goodbye from us.
Yeah.